Have you ever dreamed of a life designed by you, not for you? A life where you hold the reins of your financial future? At Become an Investor, we believe in you and your unique potential. We're a community of like-minded individuals all walking the path towards financial independence. We understand that success is crafted in the face of adversity. It's in these testing times that we discover our resilience, our determination, and our discipline. That's why we're inviting you to learn more about Become an Investor. It's not just about learning the ins and outs of real estate investing. It's about empowering you to take control of your financial future. We'll provide the tools, but the choice to act, to persevere, and to succeed is yours. Join us and start your journey towards living life by design. Together, we'll turn aspiration into reality and empowerment into success. Learn more at becomeaninvestor.com. Hello and welcome to another episode of Live Life by Design, brought to you by Become an Investor. So today we have a small group, but very mighty and loud. How are you doing, Daniela?
I'm good. What's up, beautiful people?
There you go. I love that.
Let's make this happen. You know.
Yes, yes. We got control of the mics tonight, so it'll just be you and I. And let's get it rolling.
I think the weather is scaring the guys.
I know, right? It's so cold, but
that feels so good. I love it.
Living in the desert, I'm sure you appreciate a nice, you know, cool weather once in a while.
It is good. I think last night was the first time that I had to use a blanket.
Oh, I love that.
Because I love the cold.
Oh, yes. I just love
blankets. I don't know why I live in the desert.
Oh, my goodness. So to get started, Daniela, why don't you go ahead and share the quote of the day?
Yes, the quote of the day goes with the what they're going to talk, the legislation affecting tenants and landlords. So the quote goes for the landlords. Landlords grow rich in their sleep. John Stuart Mill. In California.
Let's add that in parentheses.
Let's add that part. Lately, I don't know how much that's true, but yeah. I think one of the best positions that someone can have on the real estate, it's knowing how to be the landlord, right?
Yeah.
It's not just be a landlord. And there is a bunch of bills from the assembly and the senator that was approved lately since COVID. It keeps coming since 2019. You should pay attention on them because some of them can affect our business. So let's
very
start.
True. Yes, a lot of these here. So I was reading this before, you know, we started here, and wow, the tenants are so protected.
They are
very protected. There's not a lot of wiggle room for landlords. But we'll get through these and let's get started so you guys can listen in and know what's going on here with all these new legislation. So let's see. I'll take number one. So that's AB 1481. And it says, this bill enhances tenant protection against unjust evictions by requiring landlords to provide a valid reason for terminating a lease. It establishes just cause eviction protection, making it more challenging for a landlord to evict tenants without cause.
How can you define a just cause? What would that be? Like, seriously.
What is just cause? So when they don't pay rent or they're behind, that's not, is that going to be not just cause? Because then later on, we're going to read through other ones that talk about.
Well, should be.
It should right? be, but I mean.
I think if you have your property, you should have your rules. Hey, I don't want you to destroy the house, for example.
Yeah.
You know, or make small chains or collars or things like that. It protects one side and then it doesn't. So what is the justice here?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then you go for AB1110. Oh, that's my number. Oh. AB1110-2021. This legislation outlines how landlord must handle tenant security deposit, requiring specific timelines for returning deposits and a clear itemization of any deductions made from then. I mean, this gives you a little room when it comes to charge what it's fair and what's not fair.
Right.
I think you should have a time. It's not, hey, I'm leaving today, I want my money. I don't even know what happened inside the house.
Right.
So at least on this one, you can have a little space for the landlord to take a look and what happened inside. Some people are good, but some people are a really mess.
Yeah.
What can you do about?
Have a little inspection period where, you know, you go through certain things. Like
at
you said,
30 days, if I'm not wrong, you have 30 days to return the security deposit.
Mm.
And if you, of course, you have to pay for cleaning, painting, changing carpets, everything counts. So
Yes.
Save that receipts.
Yes, yes.
That's very important.
Oh, yes. Let's see. The next one would be SB 329. And this bill prohibits discrimination based on a tenant's source of income. That's including rental assistance or housing vouchers. It aims to ensure that all potential tenants have equal access to housing opportunities. Well, that's kind of tricky. Not that, you know, you're going to discriminate against, but, you know, there are certain areas that are designated, or I don't know if that's the word, but, you know, there are areas or certain, you know, communities that have the housing for the low income.
Yeah, there is the not low income, I mean.
What is it? I forget the program. It just flew right now. But you know what I mean, right?
So yeah, you passed to me that flew. goodness. Yeah. I mean,
how do you do that when, you know, it's your neighbors? You know, you have neighbors you have to be considerate over. You know, you can't have someone that's going to have 30 cars parked in their front yard because they need that many, you know, they need so many
people to
pay rent, to make rent meet.
Yeah, and how you're going to scream if you are, let's be honest, some people has less possibilities, financial possibilities to be in a spot, and they want to be because they just think they can't. So how are you going to scream that? And if they are taking away the possibilities, you know, you don't discriminate, but on the same time, you need to know which property is going to fit better for that potential client, that potential tenant, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how are you going to do that without breaking the law?
Yeah.
Don't break the law. All right. Then you have AB 1816-2020. This legislation extends protections for tenants during the COVID-19 pandemic by preventing evictions due to no payments of rent that accrued during the emergency period, thereby providing crucial stability for renters.
Yeah, that's tricky.
It keeps getting tricky even there. I don't even know if it today there is any program in place still that cover that. Probably one here and there, but it was a total disaster.
Yeah.
They didn't have to pay, but there was steps they could do to avoid that confusion, that, you know, that medicine was the landlord. It's not just I'm not going to pay. There was steps and programs that you had to apply and say, hey, here, I apply for this, and this is what the landlord needs to get. So some landlords didn't know that they could actually knock on the door and say, hey, I know you cannot pay the rent, but have you applied for the program?
Right.
You know, a lot of landlords, they put themselves in a bad position because they didn't even know that they could do that. It's actually, it would help them and help the tenants at the same time. Because
mm-hmm.
nobody wants to have a tenant that look at you coming from the corner and start running to the other.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody wants to avoid that kind of situation. It's not right. comfortable for the landlord or for the tenant, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, so. That's true. So, you know, during that time, I'm sure, like you said, you know, a lot of tenants were facing difficult times because they weren't getting their rent. And how were they paying, you know, getting their rent to their mortgage? You know, so it was, I'm sure there was a lot of confusion, but, you know, the tenants were protected somehow.
Again.
Yeah. So let's see. Next one is SB 91. And this is similar to AB 1816. This bill provides additional protections for tenants affected by COVID-19, including a rent relief program, limiting evictions during the pandemic, and establishing guidelines for landlords.
Again.
There you go. Another protection towards, you know, the tenants with the COVID-19. They did talk about a relief program, which was good. However, you know, they were trying to establish guidelines for landlords to limit the eviction process. So, you know, you kind of have your hands tied at some point as a landlord because there's only so much that you can do. And then again, there may be tenants that would take advantage of this, you know, pandemic, and maybe they, you know, weren't paying rent because
did you see
nobody else was paying rent?
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. I don't really open TikTok or this. I use more Instagram, but a couple of times that I open TikTok, they are just like, okay, you don't have to do this, and this is what you don't do. You don't do. They're people was teaching, you know, how to avoid the payment instead to just say, hey, it really doesn't need to get on that hand.
Wow.
There is, I was just like, why?
Yeah.
Why you need to be, you know, teach them how to apply for the relief program.
That's
and instead
true.
To say, no, just avoid this and do not do that. So you can save money. Do not pay the rent. And I mean,
that sucks because at the end of the day, somebody is going to get affected.
You know,
not everybody is going to have a win-win situation when you're not paying your rent through this pandemic, when there's somebody that has to respond to the bank and make that payment at the end of the day. Right. So that's not the best advice.
I know. I saw that. I was just like, why? Why? Another one, AB 1436. That one was in 2021. This law establishes the right to habitable dwelling by requiring landlords to maintain properties in safe and livable conditions. It reinforces tenants' rights to seek repairs without fear of retaliation. I think this is fair. Nobody needs to live without, you know, a heater.
Yeah.
Hot water or, you know, the
AC
gas.
Units or, yeah.
Everybody's human. I mean, you need to have that quality of life of the
course.
Minimum.
Yeah.
However, some of the tenants, they really break stuff that, read the little lines when you do the contracts for rent, because there's things that you need to check. You should check when the new tenants are getting there. And if they start breaking stuff that you gave them a livable place,
mm-hmm.
right, in great condition, and they start breaking AC and doing things that doesn't make sense, it's expensive.
Yeah, it can get expensive.
It can get expensive, so you need to be careful when At least on, I think on my contract, I pay for the expenses, but some of the main stuffs, and I pay for the maintenance of the main equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, on the property. But if they start breaking little stuffs, I mean,
yeah, that's true. I agree. I think that, you know, obviously everybody deserves a safe place to live and a livable space, right? So you need the basics, like you were saying, heater, you know, hot water, you know, an AC unit when it's hot. But, you know, just if people treat things, you know, with respect, and they treat them like it's theirs because it's their home, right? They're the ones that are paying to live there. So if they want to maintain the place where they're living, they should do their part. And like you said, you know, just treat things
right. Keep clean. Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do if this person lives and every 2 weeks you need to go clean the plumbing because they wash the dog over there.
Yeah.
Right. And throw that bunch of hair.
Mm-hmm.
And it start, you know, the maintenance goes both sides.
Yeah.
You gave them a livable property. You expected them to care.
Yeah.
At least a little bit, right?
Yep. But I agree.
Mm-hmm. It's not everybody that is the same.
Let's see. The next one is AB 2782. And this one states, this bill addresses tenant rights regarding early release terminations, ensuring tenants can terminate leases under specific circumstances and providing them with more flexibility in managing their housing. So they can terminate.
Well, I mean, flexibility goes... I would prefer for someone to say, hey, you know what, I got a new job and I'm relocating. There are situations, right?
Right. Something like that. Yeah, of course. You know,
instead should just pick up everything and move to another state.
Mm-hmm.
Give me 30 days notice.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like maybe if you break the contract, I don't know. I think everything, when you communicate, communication is the key. So you can get your deposit back, things like that. Because everything, you don't break the contracts like that, unless you have a good reason.
Yeah, like I'm trying to think back. I mean, I remember one time my brother moved out of state and he was renting. He had to come back because he just had applied to many jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't give him back his deposit because, you know, he left before the term ended. So they allowed him to break the lease, but they weren't going to give him back his deposit. So okay. I don't know, like, I don't know if that's, you know, it's not in his control. And it's not like he was applying, you know, he had applied that week or whatever. He had been applying to these jobs that take months to reply because you have 3-4 interviews, right?
Yeah, there's the phase one, phase two. Yeah, I mean, it's life. Circumstances happen. It's not all the time that you can control them.
Yeah.
As a landlord, if you have a small unit, it's easier to control. But when you're talking about a bigger scale, like, you cannot let that happen. Can you imagine if you have a multi-family and 10 people decide that they're going to vacate in the same month?
Yeah,
what are you going to do?
Yeah, I guess so. You know, you can only do so much, right? You can only...
I think that works.
This podcast is sponsored by Become an Investor. Here at Become an Investor, we believe in you and your unique potential. We're a community of like-minded individuals, all working a path towards financial independence. We're about empowering you to take control of your financial future. Well, how? Well, most of us got started with foreclosure leads, and you now can too. Follow the link in the show notes below, and for a limited time, you can get our foreclosure ebook. With that, we'll also send you up to 10 free leads in your local area. So get those leads. Get this book. so you too can get started on your path to living life by design. Now back to the podcast.
Communication conversations are going to work better with small landlords or small properties. And, you know, good management.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, that's
true. Helps you. So, yep. Which one's the next one? I'm lost.
AB 2323.
2323, 2022. This legislation requires landlords to provide relocation assistance to tenants displaced due to no fault evictions. Recognizing the financial burden moving can place on tenants. Mm.
Interesting. So they have to provide assistance. It requires landlords to provide relocation assistance to tenants who are displaced due to no fault. Wow.
See? In California. I don't think it's just for California, but yeah. Some of those things is just like a knife.
So sometimes I guess you have to take the loss. And I mean,
you need to make sure you have a good account, a tax guy that's going to do all the losses on the end of the year. Because I think that is going to be one of the easiest ways to put that on paper. What happened? I got a loss. So I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's no fault eviction, it's no fault. Do it. All right. AB 1157. Oh, now it's you. 1157. I started.
Oh.
This bill protects tenants from retaliatory evictions, meaning landlords cannot evict tenants for exercise the legal rights, such as reporting code violence. Hmm.
Wow. Okay. That's very interesting.
Yep. I mean,
I guess, you know,
if there is a reporting of code violence, something's wrong, right?
For code violation. So,
yeah. For,
I think that, you know, in first instance, if there's a code violation, you would go to your landlord before you even went to the city, right? And try to handle it through your landlord first.
Well, there is.
And then if they don't take care of the issue, then you'd probably go to the city and say, hey, you know what? This is happening and I'm not getting any, you know, solution here. But you know what I mean?
Yeah. And there is also, I don't want to say that, but sometimes you rent a property and then you look around after 3 months, you go back and you are going to take a look. They are just, I mean, there is landlords that are hoarders and they want to save, you know, every piece of wood on the backyard. I will tell you that. Oh, I can reuse this. I can reuse that. You know, my car broke. I'm going to live on that land because I have enough space. There's landlords that does that.
Yeah.
I saw that before. And there's tenants that are going to use the space, not as a backyard, but as a junkyard.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if your landlord start coming and bring a RVs and old cars and, you know, you cannot control that. And some people are lunatics. So, but I think the first option, it's really talk with the landlord, right?
Right, yeah.
I think that's the right thing to do. Just avoid the crazy situations. So,
yeah. I would think so. Let's see. The next one is SB 1410. So this legislation establishes guidelines for eviction processes during emergencies, ensuring that tenants receive fair treatment and sufficient notice during such situations. So it establishes guidelines for eviction processes during emergencies.
are there emergencies that they're saying it's like fires or earthquakes or things like that? What kind of emergencies?
I don't know.
Need to look on that.
Yeah, it's not that specific. So,
yeah,
I guess it could be emergency. Like, yeah, like, you know, here in California, floating, we have a lot of fires. So it could be something like that. You know, at that point, I guess you would have to help out the tenant, you know, because they are in your property and,
yeah,
you know, help them out and try to find a place for them to be safe, right? You want them to be safe and not in...
Well, you cannot be in a burned house.
Right, yeah.
It's a health issue, I mean.
No, well, yeah.
I'm sorry, but you're going to... No, you cannot even do that. Anyways... AB 2466 2022, this bill requires landlord to furnish reading notice of any rent increase, establishing timelines and procedures to ensure transparency and fairness. I know a lot of landlords and investors doesn't love California because you have a very strong... requirements here,
mm-hmm.
you know, for the tenants. You cannot just go and say, hey, I'm going to raise as much as I want. I don't think that's fair either, but California keeps your hands behind on that point. You just can do what they say. They change once in a while, but I think you cannot raise more than 5% without notice in the whole year.
Okay.
And there you go. And I need to look at that number. I'm not sure. This is not the legal advice. I'm not sure if I'm right. So.
No, but you know what? That actually, I think it's fair, right? Because you need to have, you know, written notice so people can expect an increase in rent and kind of like back it up with, you know, the why, you know?
I mean, you don't really need to have that strong rental control if you are a person with good ethics, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you pick up a property that is destroyed and the rents are really like $800 and it should be, the area say it should be $1,500, you need to pick it up on the value of the property as a investor, but you don't do that like from day to night,
right?
So you need to have that conscience, right, as a landlord. Some states doesn't have rental control, and you still do that in the right way. Now, other states like California, for example, you were going to try to catch up with your profits, you know, your passive income that should be coming from that property, but instead it should take a year, it's going to take 10. And that is why a lot of people stop or doesn't really love, you know, investing in certain areas in California. Doesn't happen everywhere, but it does happen.
Right.
So, yeah, I need to keep that on mind.
Mm-hmm.
AB 1179. This legislation focuses on preventing tenant harassment by landlords, laying out specific actions that could be considered harassment and providing legal remedies for tenants. What I think it's fair.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think I want nobody, if I'm renting, I don't want nobody, just because you're the landlord, to come to the house and open the door just because you feel like,
right,
you know, that I feel like a harassment,
yes,
itself. You mm-hmm. know, if you want to do, how do you say, if you want to get in the property, if you need to check something in the property, do that with respect. Give some notice as a landlord, right. You should do, but some of the people doesn't. I remember a friend of mine was living in the studio, and he was always complaining from the landlord because he would say that he would get in the property, I mean, on his space, right? And his stuff was moved. He saw that the landlord was going there when he wasn't there. Oh, he asked that to stop, but the landlord, for some reason, didn't. So he ended up moving out, but I was just like, this is wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, he asked me, is that right? Can you do it? I was just like, no, you cannot do it.
Yeah.
You know, you need to let them know in advance that he should. I think 24 hours.
Right.
That's fair.
Yeah. Let's see the next one.
Inspections. If you need to do inspections, that's just the word I was looking for.
The next one is SB 1206. So this bill enhances protections for tenants with disabilities, requiring landlords to make reasonable accommodations and modifications to properties to ensure accessibility. Well, this is interesting because, you know, I think that anybody should be able to get in and out of their home, you know, decently. You know, if at some point you rented this property and the, you know, your renters, your tenants, they were perfectly fine. And then midway through the year, one of them is now in a wheelchair, let's say, and your entry has steps. So you're going to have to modify, right? Because they are your tenants. They are in contract. And now, you know, you have to make it accessible with anybody that has a disability.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it would only be fair, right, to just allow them to live.
Mobility.
Know, comfortable.
Accessibility, mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
Now, it needs to be fair. What if they live in an apartment? So.
You're going to have to.
Move them downstairs.
Make accommodations.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and if downstairs is more expensive, they're going to live for free. Oh, goodness. AB 2210. This legislation establishes protections for tenants during home sales, ensuring that they receive proper notice and are not unduly evicted or harassed during the sales process. Fair?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Fair. But again, it doesn't happen all the time. I know people that, you know, rent properties. I have one of my friends and he was talking about that not too long ago. I think it was 2 months ago that, you know, has a big dog. And every time they want to do a showing, he had to stop working to move the dog so they could show the property. And, I mean, it was a little advanced, but not advanced enough. Mm. It can be a pain, right?
Mm-hmm.
It can be uncomfortable. It can be a situation that you need to have a good neighbor that it's going to just go and take the dog for a walk while they're showing the property.
Right.
So, again, yeah. But it's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get harassing.
No, yeah. I think it's fair. Yeah. I mean, if you know you're going to sell your property, you let them know. You give them time. You know, there's going to be things going on, you know, people coming to.
Yeah, make sure you're going to have showings and try to be a little flexible with the tenants too. If they work on the weekends, how are you going to do open house on the weekends?
Yeah.
I mean, on the weekdays, mm-hmm. like, right? Try to see what accommodate everybody.
Right.
It's just life.
Yeah.
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 Be fair.
Let's see. And the last one here is SB 1440. So this bill addresses rental application fees, ensuring they are reasonable and fair while requiring transparency about what fees covers.
Yeah, I mean,
that's fair.
It's fair. It's like you get $50 for application and you need to do the screening. You need to do whatever it's that you use the money for. Background checks and, you know, things like that. Usually it's hard to say I'm going to give you any application feedback, $40 goes for background check.
Yeah.
And your time, I mean, it takes, take a little bit for you to take maybe 30 minutes for you to finish an application and send.
Mm-hmm.
So it's your time. So what are you giving back?
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're charging thousands and thousands, but regular application for simple people, regular people, yeah, it's not that bad. But
yeah, no.
Yeah, when I have to do one or two sometimes just to avoid the harassment, I do my own. I don't even tell them. I don't charge them. If it's something short term, I'm just like, you know what?
Just waive the application fee.
I just waive the application. I let them know that I'm probably going to run a background check,
mm-hmm.
send them a copy, and that's it.
There you go. Yeah.
Don't bother me. It's fair. At least they're not paying, but I mean.
There you go. Yeah.
Tell that to all on the Lord, but. Anyways, yeah, what is fair and what's not fair, right?
Yeah, so this is some of our legislations that have passed here in the last few, I guess, years, last 2-3 years in here in the state of California, right? Because some of these are dated back in 2019, 2020, yeah. 2021, 2022. So, yeah, and it's, you know, like we always say here, do your due diligence, right? Always check before you move forward with something that you're unsure of. Ask questions. So, yeah.
Yeah, make sure if you have someone that on the family that needs that accommodation for disability, flexibility, you know, that they're going to have something there. Don't just try to be a bad tenant too, right? Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what? I know that Grandma is going to come and there's 10 steps here and we're going to push Grandma inside and Grandma's going to fall and then that's going to be liability for the landlord because there was not accessibility.
Yeah.
I mean, be nice, you know.
Yeah.
I'm tired of people being assholes. Be nice, people. Beautiful people.
There you go. So, Daniela, share with us. Where can they find us? How can they find us?
You can't. I'm going to hide from everybody. Just kidding. If you guys need more information about us, just send your required for info at becomeaninvestor.com. And you can find us on the Facebook and Instagram, TikTok, always Become an Investor. We are also on the podcast, on Apple Podcast, Alexa, and
Spotify,
and a couple of others that I always forget the name. All right, beautiful people, have a great night and a great day.
There we go. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.